This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours today from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. And the best time to call us is when we're on the air. That's from 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. 9 to 11, Monday through Friday. 866-582-9933. There's a link to your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Podcasts are free. We have a telephone listen line if you'd like to listen at your leisure, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. And, you know, if you're wondering, would you be the only one listening? The answer is absolutely not. Thousands of minutes of listen line are used every day. I couldn't get over how many minutes of listening happens on this broadcast, usaprepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting today with Werner Bach. Werner Bach is from New Brunswick, Canada. Welcome, Werner.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning to the listeners. Yeah. Hopefully the show doesn't crash and I can get my act together. But you're the captain. Stay us out of troubled waters.
You know, Werner, today we're going to talk about the plight of the small farmer. And, you know, there are a whole bunch of stories we can share, and we can talk about how our animals get attacked, how our farms get attacked, how our soil gets attacked. I wanted to share a story with you. We've never discussed this, but it seems that when a farmer moves into a new area, new to that farmer, you know, the good old boys that are already there kind of take exception to the new boys in town. And that's happened to me a bunch of times, pretty much everywhere I go. Well, in Missouri, we started raising Black Angus cows. And we have a number of fields, and we have miles of fence line, miles of it. And it's barbed wire. And our cows got out. And I'm thinking, how did they get out? And so we're looking for our cows, and one of our neighbors said, you know what, we think the guy behind you, they mentioned his name, he has your cows. And so we rode over to his farm and, you know, looked, and we didn't see our cows. Well, I called him. I called him on his cell phone, and this was years ago, and I mentioned to him that, well, the word is that he had our cows. And he said, well, how do I know they're your cows? Really? So this guy has a bunch of cows. I'm calling him, and I'm describing him, and he wants me to prove there are cows. So I said, well, all right. I called the sheriff, and I said, I believe this guy's got our cows. And would you come over to their farm with me? I'd like to get them back. And it'd make everything a little more pleasant, because I don't think this guy wants to return our cows. Class, this, when a farmer has cows, you could be talking about a life savings, okay, in those cows. That's kind of how it goes for cattle farmers. Their savings is tied up in those animals. So this guy had our life savings. And he happened to be a truck driver. He was on the East Coast, and we were in Missouri. And so the sheriff and I went across our farm, we had some of the cows left, and we use a different color ear tag from all the other farmers. The farmers around here use orange and white, and we use this lime green because no one else uses that color.
Mm-hmm.
And so I showed the sheriff the tags on our cow's ears, and then we went over to this farm down the road from us, and there are no cows in sight. And so we talked to this man's wife who had our cows, and she said, oh, they're in the back. And the sheriff said, well, how will you know they're yours? And I said, well, let me just call them. And I have a cattle call, and I said, come on. And then the girls heard me, and they came running, you know, because we're nice to our cows. They all came running over, and I said, I guess they're our cows. And the sheriff said, yeah, I guess they're right. Green ear tags, and they came running to you with one call. So that was the story, but how did they get out? Well, someone cut the barbed wire fence in the back and let our cows out. That's how that happened. So that was, maybe that was a nice way of saying, hey, listen, you're not welcome here. You know, you're the new guy in town. Maybe that's what that was all about. That's just one small story. Now, you have a story, right, where your cows were being shot with lasers, right?
Yeah, lasers or mazers. Anyway, that exterior burns, you know, severe burns. Holes were being burned right into. But a different type of directed energy was being used. Sometimes the injuries were inside the animal without breaking the skin. But I became aware of it when one morning, this was about 20 years ago, when I was coming out and I was checking the cattle, and two brown cows, you know, they're part limo and part, well, they have all kinds of different mixtures in, but I've been backbreeding them always with a limo bull, you know. And two of the cows, they had roughly about 2 inch in diameter round white spots on that brown coat of hair, where the hair was completely bleached out. And I reasoned, what can bleach it? Peroxide, hydrogen peroxide. And that's when I got the first hint of what was going on. But then I found out that this very same frequency was being used in killing the animals too. And I did some research, and from the basic research, from the basic chemistry and physics, what I knew, because I attended agriculture college, and we had physics and chemistry, you know. And so I gradually started putting things together. And then when I noticed this kind of a gumshoe or this shoddy attitude of the veterinarians when he did an autopsy. So I started and I pointed out them severe corrosive damage inside the animals. So I started doing my own autopsies and taking photos, and after a while the picture came together. Where they use the atmospheric air, the oxygen and the nitrogen, by modifying it with a very specific frequency. The heat-producing frequency focused on the nose of the animals. They had then perfectly round burns on the noses, on the noses that the day before were pink. Anyway, I started putting it together, and that nitrogen, atmospheric nitrogen, when it is exposed to a heat-producing frequency, to heat, like in combustion in an engine, wherever thing you got any kind of a burning going on, the atmospheric nitrogen is changed into nitrogen oxide, and nitrogen oxide is a deadly gas at any concentrations. It's a harmful gas. It forms nitric acid, and it's a very corrosive acid. And this was consistent to what I found when I did the autopsies on those animals about the damage to the lungs and to the cardiovascular system and to the corrosive damage in the rumen. And The other part of the atmospheric air is oxygen, and when oxygen is being exposed to ultraviolet light, it forms ozone. And ozone, when inhaled, when it comes together with moisture, it forms hydrogen peroxide, which bleaches. And basically, I had right there the evidence, but then I didn't rely completely on my evidence, and I basically I didn't want to go on to wild goose chases, so I started researching, and I went in contact with several scientists whose research about the exposure to those two gases had been published in PubMed, and they confirmed everything what I, as a so-called lay person, had found out. They confirmed it, and from then on, I started further investigating. But the carnage that has been left behind, you know, every year, most of the time, by the end of the winter, beginning of the spring, the cattle got in good shape through the winter, you know, and within a month, they generally would kill anywhere between 20 and 27 animals. And I documented what was the cause of death and everything. But you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And one of the biggest obstacles what I encountered was it started out with the veterinarians, but then with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, you know, and as a last ditch effort to discredit me, when they dragged me through court upon false accusations that I was supposed to have not fed my animals, let them starve to death, and they came up with all kinds of flimsy excuses. When that didn't fly, then one of the RCMP, members of the RCMP or officer, Tremblay, he came up with a story that I insinuated that I blame it on UFOs and aliens. You know, how much more bankrupt, you know, can a system become when they cover up those kind of hate crimes? And I found out I wasn't the only farmer. There were many more farmers who had been encountering the same kind of hate crimes, you know, to get them out of the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's fascinating that you mention this. You and I have never talked about this, but there was a former state representative of the state of Missouri, a pretty high-ranking guy. And he threatened me. He said that if I didn't shut down my broadcast and the expo and my company, he would call a press conference, radio and TV, print media, and he would expose me as someone who believes in UFOs, aliens, is an anti-Semite, an anti-Zionist, and that I want to overthrow the United States government violently. And I said, well, actually, some of it's true. The part about the UFOs, I don't know what they are.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Werner Box with us. He's in New Brunswick, Canada. He's a farmer. His family heritage was farming, and he's been a lifelong farmer. And so, Werner, what happened was this former state representative of the state of Missouri said to me that if I don't shut down my expo, my radio broadcast, and my business, he would call this press conference, and he would invite all the media in the Springfield, Missouri area. And he would expose me as someone who believed in UFOs and aliens, was an anti-Semite and anti-Zionist, and wanted to overthrow the United States government violently. And I said, well, you know, some of that's true. The part about UFOs, I don't know much about them. They're unidentified, and I'd like to learn more about them. But the part about the rest of it, being an anti-Semite, anti-Zionist, and overthrowing the United States government violently, well, that's not true. That's not true. So I said, go ahead, call a press conference. Go ahead. And you know what? He was weak. He's weak just like all the other politicians that we know. They're all weak. They're all easily bribed and controlled. So he just didn't have the guts to do it. And, you know, my comment to him is the same as it's always been. If he does, I will absolutely eviscerate him. And we'll get to see who has more influence, him or me. So I'm up for it if he is. So that's, you know, just another story about how we get attacked when we move into a new area where some of us are just flat out not welcome. So that happened to you in British Columbia. You moved from Germany to British Columbia. I'm sorry, to New Brunswick, right? Did I lose Werner?
No. Didn't lose
okay.
me.
So you moved to New Brunswick. We have another friend who is in British Columbia, and he found himself not welcome, too. But so you moved to New Brunswick from Germany, and you, there was no welcome wagon for you, right?
Well, look, until the until my trouble started, you know, I still got the sense of the way the people used to work together, you know, especially in the rural areas. You know, farmers here used to work together. When, for example, one farmer, his barn burned down, the whole community around, they came, we all came the next day and started cleaning up, you know, and trying to help. You know, there still was a community spirit. But then about in the mid-70s, I call it a bunch, they moved in, you know, and they thought, you know, they could tell everybody what to do, you know, and if you didn't do what they wanted to do, they were getting pretty dirty, you know. Mm. And this was being covered up. I don't know if the RCMP, the law enforcement, was too chicken, you know. It was being covered up by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And wherever I went in government, you know, people would some people would give me hints, you know, if you can beat them, join them, and so on, you know. And or it would be it was said by some people, oh, you fellas, you shouldn't be able to come here and buy a farm, you should be working for us, you know. There is the history about the First and Second World War, and especially in Eastern Canada, you know, there were, you know, the great patriots, you know, who joined in the two great wars, you know. But anyway, you know, and I took that in, but that some lowlife would resort what they did to the animals. And then I found out they didn't just only do it to me. They did it to other farmers, too. And I feel a kind of kinship, you know, to any kind of a decent person, you know. And no society should allow those kind of criminals to run loose. And now they got so many new toys where every little creep, you know, can kill people, can kill someone, or do some of the most dirty things with that new technology. And what I'm very much upset about, not upset, but peeved off about, is that the law enforcement agency, in this case the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, they start out with, I think it was $54,000 a couple of years ago. They started out with $54,000, and then after 3 years they get bumped up another $10,000 or $20,000, you know. Basically, young whippersnippers just come off the police, of the police school there in Regina, you know, and
Hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll talk about the Royal Mounted Canadian Police in just a minute.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Werner Bach is with us, and we're talking about all some of the small obstacles that that farmers encounter as we move to a new area and begin farming. And you were talking about the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Please continue.
What I started up, they want to get paid. The officers and the members, they want to get paid by today's pay standards. And they want to deliver us policing services based on technology from half a century and older, you know. And what I'm reasoning is they wouldn't be satisfied with the paychecks they got 50 or 60 years ago. Neither should we, as a public, be satisfied with policing services that are so substandard based on technology from 50, 60 years ago. And I think you've got a similar situation up there in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, we do. We we have a family. It's the Beninati family. They moved in just a couple miles down the road from us. And they bought a 20-acre farm. And it looks like they're not welcome to build their house, their cabin, and raise their six children on their farm. So we call the state representative, and he is of no use, isn't willing to help us. And that's an interesting thing, because I know this particular state representative. His name is Tony Duggar. And he's been there many terms. I believe he's about done being termed out of his position there at the state government in Missouri. And so the Beninati family called him and said, can you help us? And he said that he couldn't help them. That's not true. I think it's more like he wouldn't help them. And here's why I say that. Because when you're a state representative, you have lots of contacts. You know lots of people, especially when your family's been in the county for a very long time. You can call on people and say, listen, we've got this family, and they're being shoved out of the county, and let's do something about it. And who's the person to call? And, you know, within a few phone calls, I think this whole thing could be solved. But no, Tony Duggar's not willing to do it. So I'm kind of looking forward to him not being in office anymore. We don't need representatives who are not helpful. We really don't. So on Monday, class, we have a meetup. I'm going to be at the meetup. I've made arrangements to have time off the farm to be with the Beninati family. We're going to be at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri. It's a restaurant. And we're going to talk about their plight and what we're going to do about it. We're going to name the names and give out the phone numbers, and we're going to start responding. So if you're interested in making sure that this doesn't happen to you, because it can, these kinds of things can happen to you. They've happened to me. They've happened to Werner Bach. And I'm going to tell you another guy they've happened to, Gabriele Rossi. He's another friend of ours in Virginia. He's a pretty famous guy as well. So we'll talk about him in just a minute. And if you want to come to this meetup, it's Monday, 4:45 to 8 o'clock at Jimmy's Egg. It's a restaurant on Battlefield in Springfield, Missouri. I'll be there. That's this Monday. So, Werner, you're absolutely right. Let me share the story about Gabriele Rossi. Now, Gabriele is a he came from Italy, and he is a degreed entomologist. He worked for the Zionin family, and they are a very large independent grower of grapes in Italy, or they were at the time. And in the 70s, they felt that that they might lose their farm to communism. So they sent their top man, Gabriele Rossi, over to Gabriele, Gabriele Rossi, Rausse, to the United States, specifically to the Commonwealth of Virginia, the Charlottesville, Virginia area, where he was to establish a vineyard as a plan B for the Zionin family. And Gabriele spoke fluent Italian, and he spoke broken English. And he wasn't welcome. He wasn't welcome. And he said, he met with the people at Virginia Tech, and he said, we're here to establish European grapes in Virginia. European grapes. It had never been done before. Thomas Jefferson tried it. George Washington tried it. Unsuccessfully. They were unable to bring the finest grapes from Italy to the United States because of a pest called phylloxera, and the roots would be eaten by these little bugs. And so Gabriele said, you don't understand, I have to do this. And Virginia Tech told him it can't be done. Now, how do I know? Because he told me privately. He's a friend of ours, and he helped me establish our vineyard in Virginia. Well, he did it. He figured it out because he's a degreed entomologist. He understands bugs. And what he did was he grafted the finest Italian and European vines onto the roots, the rootstock of native Virginia grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. It absolutely worked. And he now is considered the godfather of some of the finest wines in Virginia. But what did they do? They welcomed him by burning him out. Literally, burning out his vineyard. They burned him out. You know, welcome to Virginia. We'll be glad to take your money. And so he's a pretty tough guy. He's kind of like you, Werner. He doesn't give up. And he is now considered the guy in Virginia. Literally. And he's just a brilliant, brilliant wine grower. And I'd like to share this one thought. He and I were in the kitchen at our farm in Virginia, and we were talking, and I said, Gabriele, is it possible to make good wine out of poor quality grapes? Mm-hmm. And he said, it's possible to make poor wine out of great grapes. It's impossible to make good wine out of poor grapes. Impossible. And he's absolutely right. So keep that in mind. If you want to feed yourself poor quality food and you expect to be really healthy, I don't think that's possible based on what Gabriele taught us. So, Werner, what do you think about that?
Well, this is... there seem to be a similar situation in New Brunswick as it is in other parts of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, when you come in as a stranger from a strange country, and there is the history of about two world wars, and but there is a certain group within the business community. They are like spiders in a web, waiting for a newcomer to come in, and where they can feed on. If you got a lot of money to burn, they leave you alone as long as you feed them. You know, as long as you buy plenty of machinery and do plenty of investments. But when the money then gradually starts drying up, then you become like a cow in the barn that doesn't work anymore for them. So that cow has to be cowed. That cow has to be driven out, and another cow. What I've seen here, preferably an immigrant like from Europe or so, that feeds, again, lots of money into the local economy. And for those financial predators, you know, we got about at least twice or three times as much business, businessmen as we actually need, you know, because most of them, they are basically business predators. They don't produce anything worthwhile for the community.
No question. No question. Werner, do you think that you mentioned World War One and World War Two? Do you think they're associating you with the Nazis? Is that what?
Oh, you know, there, a few years back, I was being basically terrorized by burning my hay bales, big round hay bales, about 750-pound hay bales, burn them up in the field. And for that reason, I didn't even dare to put them anymore in one big pile and cover them up with plastic in case they would wipe me all out in one stroke, you know.
Sure.
And this happened over a period of half a year. And about two, three, four, five bales at a time to the total of pretty near 50 bales. And at the same time, there were some arsons going on in the neighboring county, in Albert County, and the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, had initiated that surveillance cameras were being set up. And on one of the surveillance films, they saw the perpetrator who just had started to put a building on fire, and then he doused an accelerant on, you know. So they posted that on Facebook and asked on YouTube. On YouTube, and asked the public if they recognized the guy. But he had a beard, and he had a blazer on or something, but, you know, no positive identification possible. But anyway, there were already about 300 or 400 comments were being posted on YouTube, and then a friend of mine who was staying here, he posted a comment, and what about the farmers that are being terrorized by those arsonists here in the countryside, where their winter supply of hay burned, you know? And it was like somebody had opened up a pig pen. And Basically, we were being slandered on the internet. I was being called a Nazi war criminal. You that killed 6 million Jews, you should have been hung in Nuremberg. Pardon me, I was born in 1942. And my dad was supposed to be a Nazi war criminal that got hanged in Israel, you know. No truth to that either, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I phoned up the RCMP officer, I think Sergeant Maurice Como. I phoned him up and I pointed out to him, oh, yeah, and then there was a threat. What do you worry about your cows? I would like to come and kill some more of your cows. You know, so I phoned up the RCMP officer who was in charge of the YouTube, and I said, please investigate about those threats and about this vicious slander, you know. And I said, and for heaven's sake, take it off the internet. Mm-hmm. He never did. For about 3 weeks, he allowed it to be posted on the internet, you know. And that gave me about an idea what was brewing below the surface. But as I say, I've met a lot of decent, honest, hardworking people here, you know, and I don't want to brush them all with the same brush. But
there you go. And the same, yeah, we feel the same way right here in Missouri. You know, there are a few people who just aren't very nice, and then, but there are plenty who really are nice. And we don't spend our time with the thugs. We spend our time with the nice people. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the season,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Turn a box with us. And, Werner, I'd like to share a short little story with you. When we moved to Virginia to begin farming back in the late 1980s, we were told by someone who moved to Virginia from the north that they have a saying in Virginia to newcomers, and that's, "Welcome to Virginia. We'll be glad to take your money." And they mean it. They literally mean it. And there's a saying, there's Yankees, and then there's damn Yankees. Now, a Yankee is someone who comes to Virginia, comes to the South, and spends a week there, spends some money and visits, and maybe 2 weeks, then goes home. A damn Yankee is someone who comes to Virginia and spends a week there and maybe vacations and maybe spends 2 weeks there and spends money and doesn't go home. So a damn Yankee is someone who moves in. And that's a phrase that the Southerners use about the Yankees. And it really is about money. If you're willing to spend money there, just as you said, they like the fact that you're spending money, but they want you to go home. And that's what we've experienced as we went to Virginia. And you know what happened, which I thought was quite fascinating, there was a building supply company, and that's where we'd buy our lumber and nails and so forth in little hamlet where we lived in Virginia. And I noticed that there were two prices. There were prices for... I have a feeling you found the same place in your neck of the woods. There were prices for the locals, you know, the people, the blue bloods, if you want to call them that, the people who stole the land from the Indians, you know, decades and decades ago when we landed here. or when they landed here, I should say. And then there was a price for the newcomers, the damn Yankees. We got to pay higher prices. Did you find that, too, in your neck of the woods in New Brunswick?
Well, sometimes I had an inkling of when I shipped logs or so, then the guy who shipped two loads of logs, and mine had at least 800 board feet more on, but it went through on the other fellow's name.
Hmm.
And mine was put through my logs went through on the other fellow's name, you know. So he got more money for the same way when I was shipping grain.
Uh-huh.
And the truck had picked up about 14 ton of barley, perfect barley. Next morning when I phoned up at the company and asked how much did you have on the load, and the fellow said right away, oh, yeah, that barley was already, it was so wet, it was already steaming.
Mm.
Basically, some of the good old boys, you know, the inside click.
Yep.
They switched the load, you know, put their crap through underneath my name, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my good grain got through, got on their account.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what we're probably going to do is probably start selling cows directly. And eliminate the possibility of being cheated. And, you know, you're absolutely right. We would look at some of the cattle auction receipts and we'd say, geez, they didn't bring very much. You know, our cows are pretty darn nice. How come they didn't bring so much?
Hey,
probably the same kind of skullduggery.
Vincent, I encountered when I was selling piglets, you know. I bought to the sales in Sussex. I bought, 40 or 50 piglets, you know, nice ones. And as soon as my number was called and the piglets were being brought into the ring, then suddenly they had supposed to have some difficulties in their bookkeeping, you know. There came a long period of hesitation, and then when it started bidding again, they went about only for two-thirds of the price.
Werner, we're out of time. Werner Box with us from New Brunswick, Canada. Werner, thank you so much for being with us. And we'll have you back on the broadcast again and again. I really appreciate your insight. Werner Box. Thank you.
Vincent.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. We're here.
Oh, I got a question there. Is it,
how many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.